예수의 동조이라. 예수의 동조이라.
예수의
동조이라. 할렐루야
융가 융가
융가 융가 예수 믿음 조이라 예수 믿음 조이라
예수 믿음 조이라
예수 믿음 조이라
예수 믿음 조이라
예수 따라 부퍼시미 오바카니라 오존웨미마 Emi mi more, lo se fe komi. Jesu yi o, le mi yo masin. Jesu yi o, le mi yo masin. Oh madara,
o dara, oluwa, o dara.
O dara ye ye,
o dara, oluwa, o dara.
O gani la. O mara di le koko o tu mi sile o dara se mi lopoloko
o dara o luwa o dara o dara o luwa o dara o ba di la o wo di sa o mara di le koko.
Ọjọ́ kan lẹ́nìyàn yóò kú, bí kò ní Jésù, yóò bẹ́ṣù ṣe gbé, tó bá gba Jésù, yóò wá lọ́lọ́gbọ́, Jésù yìí ó, lèmi yóò máa sin, Jésù yìí ó, lèmi yóò máa sin. Ọlọ́run ni tóbi.
God is great.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning, sir.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That song we launched newly. Bring it out. Which one is the newest? English.
Ewoni tuntun lede oyibo.
Praise the Lord,
my soul. Praise the Lord.
You don't even have the body. And that gives me the liberty of singing it the way I like. So I will be taking the body. Okay. And you will be singing the chorus. Is that okay? But let me give you part of the body to sing. The first line says, our God is great. You will respond, very, very great. Then you shut up your mouth. Any attempt you make to sing for that, you spoil the song. And you know why somebody who doesn't know song is teaching you. If you put any little problem, you confuse him, the whole thing is scattered. Say you don't trust yourself. I don't trust even you. So, but we will sing it anyway. So let's try that. Our God is great. You better get seated and sing it well. The rest of it. Very, very great. Okay, we'll take it again. Our God is great.
Very, very great.
Take it again. Our God is great.
Very,
The song has four stanzas. And one of the stanzas doesn't follow exactly this pattern. So take note, I will show you when we get there. The second stanza says, our God is good. Beautiful. Third stanza. Our God is kind.
Very, very kind.
But the last one cannot follow that pattern. Hear it. So listen. Our God is love. Very loving God. Is he a very loving God?
Yes.
Our God is love. Chicken now. So the last two lines, you can also join me. This fellowship is praying, singing, and receiving from the Lord. So let's learn this. Oh, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Take it now. Oh, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Everybody take it. Oh, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Take it again. Oh, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So when we come to that place, that is what we will all sing. So we will end it. We'll start it together, end it together. I think that will make it a little beautiful. Are we ready now? Give us the tune. Praise the Lord, my soul, praise the Lord. Praise your Maker, Redeemer, and Shepherd. His mercies endure forevermore. Praise the Lord, my soul, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, my soul, praise the Lord. Our God is great.
Very, very great.
He molded Adam from the dust of the earth. From Adam he brought forth every man in the world. Within every man he kissed the seed of many children, and thus he empowers man and woman to produce their own offsprings. Oh, praise the Lord, our Maker. Praise the Lord. Oh, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Our God is good.
Very, very good.
His only son he gave to save man from sin. His son died on the cross for our redemption, and thus provided salvation, peace, and true deliverance. On whosoever follow Jesus, who has control no more. Oh, praise the Lord, the Redeemer. Praise the Lord. Oh, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, my soul, praise the Lord. Praise your Maker, Redeemer, and Shepherd. His mercies endure forevermore. Praise the Lord, my soul, praise the Lord.
praise the Lord, my soul praise the Lord. Our God is kind.
Very, very kind.
What a good shepherd he makes Jesus to us. Jesus loves and cares for every man who trusts him. If you come to him, he will bless you with all his goodness. He will also keep you in the sacred place of the Almighty God. Oh, praise the Lord, our shepherd. Praise the Lord. Oh, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So praise the Lord, praise your Maker, Redeemer, and Shepherd. His mercies endure forevermore. Praise the Lord, my soul. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, my soul. Praise the Lord. Can you remember? Our God is love. His grace and mercy endures forevermore. He protects and provides for every one of us. His will is for men everywhere to enjoy his goodness. For whosoever seek his mercy, he will not turn him away. Oh, praise the Lord, merciful God. Praise the Lord. Oh, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, my soul praise the Lord. Praise your Maker, Redeemer, and Shepherd. His mercies endure forevermore. Praise the Lord, my soul. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, my soul. Praise the Lord. Amen. My God is great.
My God is great.
Stand up and let us pray. Baba,
join us now. Come and sing the song.
Shall we begin to worship the Lord today? Let us honor and glorify his holy name. Let us exalt him. Let us magnify him. Let us glorify him. Let us honor him. Our God is worthy. Worthy to be praised. Worthy to be honored. Worthy to be glorified. Worthy to be exalted. Worthy to be magnified. Worship him. Give him honor. Give him praise. Adore him. Eshe mo.
Eseun o baba, eseun o. Mo dupe baba. Eseun o. Mo dupe o baba, eseun o. Sister of one of our mommies back in the village is sick and she's in the hospital. She would like us to pray that Jesus will go there and heal her. Will God do it? Open your mouth and pray like that. Nature of the ailment, whatever the cause, Jesus is able. Oh Lord, go there and heal her. Deliver her from the ailment. And make her whole, oh Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. One of our brothers will be going for a special interview tomorrow. Highly placed people. If they lose their jobs, in most cases, it used to be very difficult to get another one. People in high position. So we are going to pray that this interview will be a success. They will give him the job straight away. Will God do it? Elaju, open your eyes. Was it not last Thursday we pray for the visa? Hallelujah. Like pastor, like member. Iyen lo ye ka ko so. Ti kan ba mu akaka. Oluwa, Oluwa, Olu to ba ti je tan ni o. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Ko da be. Ki la ma se o. E ko ma jona. E seun o. E seun o. E seun o baba. I don't know the interview that is better than going to American Embassy and coming back with assurance officer. And the beauty of it is that she is going to have green card.
Oni pe won fe fun oni green card.
You get it only through visa lottery then. And when American felt that we have flooded their country, they don't want more of us, they cancel visa lottery. Without her demanding for even 2 years, the woman asked, say you like America.
So, fairly, America.
But she's going to like it. Go and cook, be living there. So, take the form, go and give your son to pay for green card. I've never heard of such a thing. 17, hallelujah to the Lord.
Hallelujah, meta di logun.
No, I said 17.
Meta di
logun. I'm the one now. Abi, 17 ni mo fe. How do we do the counting? 10 plus 7. 1, 2, 3, go! Hallelujah! 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 Okumelo, 1, 2, go! Hallelujah! 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 Eshe, the same way we pray that day. Take yourself to
two.
No, this is how to serve God. I'm teaching you something here. When you are in need of the help of God, you cry, you pray. When God has done it, go back to God and cry and thank Him. Is that understood? It's a lesson I am learning. I'm trying to learn it. May God teach me well and teach all of us. So you tell your partner, thank God, this, put it any way you like on that issue. Are you ready? Number one, talk. Amen. Number two, we are still thanking God.
And do well, our Lord.
In Jesus' name we pray. We are now going to pray that our brother that is going for interview tomorrow, God will take possession of the heart of everybody in the board. And when they see him like this, they will see favor on his face. And every one of them will favor him. Everybody shout. Immediate employment. Say it. Everybody say immediate employment. Oh, yeah, begin to say it. Make it your prayer. In Jesus' name we pray. Baba ton ya wa lenu. Baba ton shisha ya no fun wa. Baba ton da wa lohun. Baba ton ba. Sing it. Baba ton ya wa lenu.
baba tun sise iyanu fun wa baba tun da wa lohun baba tun gba adura wa.
We are laying the foundation of Abeokuta Church this morning. Today. Amen. I mean, we are. Okay.
Oshemo.
Sing it.
Oshemo, Baba.
Oshemo,
Dupe. Oshemo. Eshemo, Eshemo, Baba, Eshemo.
I mean, we are starting to set block today.
Today.
I was about to say you should pray, but I discovered that if I say so, some of you will rebel. So let me do the right thing. Let's thank God.
Let's thank God.
We thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You are moving Bible Pattern Church forward. We are going forward. Glory to your name. Honor to your name. Adoration to your name. We worship you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Quickly get a different partner from the one that prayed with you. Another person. Fast. Just anybody. But different from the first one. You want to pray for Abeokuta Church? Check out the graph. Put it any way you like. We want to build the house very fastly.
Roof it.
Bless it. Open it. Start church. So put the prayer any way you are led of God. Quickly talk. In Jesus' name we pray. Number two. Jesus' name we pray. We are grateful to you for all of this. These are evidences that our prayers are not in vain. They are evidences that we serve a living God. The God who hears and answers prayer. Thank you, our Father. All we have requested, give unto us. Grant our brother that job.
Yeah.
We'll come back to honor your name. The Abeokuta Church, establish it yourself. All the resources we still need, profile. The people that will worship there, prepare. Make it a place of fellowship. And all other places we will go. At the very right time, lead us there. We are grateful to you. In Jesus' name, we are praying. My God is great. Praise the Lord. Some of us are having testimonies. But unfortunately, I cannot allow any this morning. I'm sorry about that. Next week, you will give your testimonies. Somebody whose testimony is so important to her, I was told that she's just when you will give your testimony next week. By the grace of God. I want to quickly say something about prayer. We have been looking at prayer for some weeks now under the hour of miracle. And I still want to say something about it. If you go to the book of James in chapter 3, in verse 4, in chapter 4, I mean, verse
3,
ye is the beginning of that statement. Ye. The first word. Of every verse of the Bible is important. In many cases, it carries a very good percentage of the message of the verse. I have told you before that if the first word you come across in your Bible, in your verse, in the verse of the Bible you want to read, is a verb. Once it is a verb, search that verse very well. There's a commandment there. There's an instruction there. If you read that verse, you can't see, go and read again and again and again. You'll find it. If the first word you come across is a verb, automatically there's an instruction or commandment in that verse. Now, the first word here is ye. And you know what that means? It means that this verse is not talking to the whole world. It's talking to a group of people. It's addressing a particular group. And what's the name of that group? Ye. And ye is referring to who? That will lead you back to the beginning of the book. At the beginning of the book, the original recipient of the book, the original receiver, the people the writer was targeting, were indicated in the very first verse. If you go back to the beginning of the chapter, James, now chapter 1. James, a servant of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ, to the 12 tribes which are scattered abroad, greeting. It was addressing who? 12 tribes that were scattered abroad. There were two group of people in the world. Later, we have three. The original two were Jews and Gentiles. Today we have the third group, the church. The church is made up of both Jews and Gentile believers. So we have the Gentiles today. The real Gentiles today are non-believers. But we see how the Jewish believers who believe in the God of Abraham but are finding it difficult to get to take Jesus as the Messiah.
See,
does God have anything for them? Go and read the book of Romans. But we belong to the Gentile, the the church group. So when he said ye in that scripture, he was addressing the 12 tribes that were scattered. The 12 tribes that were scattered, that scripture was talking about, were Jews that had given their lives to Jesus. The believers among the Jews, they are the ones he was addressing. Today, this scripture is talking to all believers, child of God, everywhere. Now, ye ask, talking about your prayer, my prayer, our prayer, their prayer, and receive not. That's talking about failure in prayer. Because ye ask amiss, that ye may consume it upon your lust. God promises to answer our prayers. And he has been answering prayers. If you read the book of James, you see that though the book is a small book, but it contains a lot of vital information that believers in Christ we need to know. Not because of the personality of the writer, but because of the content of the epistle. As for the personality of the writer was not a mean man. He was one of the pillars in the church. He was actually the first pastor of the church at Jerusalem. He was a stepbrother of Jesus, one of the sons of Mary. Though he did not believe in Jesus, but he lived with Jesus almost throughout his childhood period. He didn't believe in Jesus until Jesus died on the cross. But when he saw, along with his other siblings, when they saw the way their brother died, they concluded this is more than a brother. And from that moment, if you study James, he will not call him my brother. He calls himself Servant of Jesus. And he became so committed to the Lord that when the early church decided to get a pastor for the church at Jerusalem, they felt he was more qualified than many others. In fact, when they had a church council in Acts chapter 15, Peter was present. Paul was present. Barnabas was present. There were many other important figures in the early church. If you read Acts chapter 15, you see that James was the chairman of that council. And he was the one who drew the final conclusion. And when he finished talking, everybody kept quiet. And that became the end of the discussion. That tells you who was talking here. When you say you are hearing for horse's mouth, this is such a mouth. He says, ye ask and ye receive not. It was a confirmation that people have been asking and not receiving. So not every time we ask, we receive. No, the Bible says, whosoever asketh, receive it. But James says, ye ask. He was talking to people he knew, and who knew him, and there was no argument about it. Many of their prayers had failed. He said, because you did not ask correctly. That means there is a way you will pray, and your prayer will attract divine. There is a way you will pray that heaven will respond to you, and there is a way you will pray and you will not be answered. Answer to prayer is conditional. There are many conditions in the Bible you have to meet if your prayers will be answered. For example, in John 15 verse 7, the Lord Jesus himself said, If you abide in me, and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be given, it shall be done unto you. That's a condition. If you look for the opposite of that, if you refuse to abide in me, or you do not permit my word to abide in you, you will ask and it will not be done. That's what it means. The will of God is for us to always receive answers to our prayers.
But
many times we have prayed and received not because we do not ask the right way. Therefore, to pray and receive, the following are very important. The time I have for this is short, but you can get the point. Number one, direct all your prayers to God through Jesus
Christ.
Don't direct your prayer to an angel. Don't pray in the name of Holy Michael. If I don't tell any angel to do anything for you, angels don't obey men. Angels only obey God. If an angel will do anything for you, he must have heard directly from God, not from you. So don't say, angel Gabriel, go to so-so place. You'll be wasting your saliva. My father,
Baba,
my God,
Olorun mi,
talk to God.
Ba Olorun soro.
And if you are approaching God, whether you call
Olorun
him
soro,
Father,
oh,
or
baba,
you don't call him Father,
Baba, baba,
you must approach him like a child is approaching his father.
Soro, bi, omo se mba,
study
baba
your Bible.
Bibeli,
in all the recorded prayers of Jesus,
akosile,
all of them
Jesus,
minus none,
bogbo e yato, ti o si kankan to yato,
Jesus called God Father.
Jesus, we Olorun ni baba.
In all his prayers, everywhere it is recorded that Jesus prayed.
When
I read the content of the prayer, he called God Father. Then he said, when you pray, say, our Father, who art in heaven. That has automatically excluded sinners. He said, but somebody said, forgive me. A sinner, and he went to more justified than the Pharisee. When a sinner asks for forgiveness after repenting from his sins, God promises to forgive. The day we said the prayer of our salvation, we said it as sinners. God heard. So he hears sinners when sinner asks for the right. And what is the right for sinner to ask for? Forgiveness. And you won't get it unless you repent. He that covereth his sin shall not prosper. But whosoever confesseth and forsaketh it shall have mercy. Outside prayer of forgiveness, God does not promise to answer the prayer of sinners. That's why we are told that when you are praying, you say, our Father who art in heaven. You have to settle that issue. As many as believe him, that is in as many as received him, I want to say. That's in Revelation, in John chapter 1, verse 12. To them gave thee power to become the sons of God. You must become a child of God if you want God to be answering your prayer. So you direct your prayer to God through Jesus Christ. So in John 16:23, and in that day you shall ask me nothing. Verily, verily, I say unto you, whatsoever ye shall ask the Father in my name, he will give it to you. That was John 16:23. My sister, you can be faster.
23.
We were returning from Abeokuta the other day. Somebody in the car with me, was it Bryce
Kohu,
was reading a billboard. Something like, I'm Kinikon, the God of. He then called the name, they put the name of one of these big pastors in Lagos. Never you pray in the name of the God of Ogunsanya. You waste your saliva. My God, if it's not your God, then what's your business calling? If it's your God, you are important.
O se pataki.
Let me hear you say I'm important.
Je kin gbo ko so pe mo se
pataki. So God, you are very very important.
Si Olorun o se pataki.
So you don't need to come to God through me.
O nilo ko to Olorun wa nipasẹ.
The only intermediary between God and man is Jesus.
Oni la ja kan soso to wa laarin eniyan
to. Don't approach him through Mary like the Catholic we do.
Ma se bi awon Catholic.
It will waste your prayer.
Si Olorun nipasẹ Maria.
In the name of Jesus. You have direct access to the Father.
O ti ni ona tara sodo baba.
If you go through Jesus Christ.
O ba lo nipasẹ
Jesus. Don't go through your father that have died.
Ma se nipasẹ baba e to ti ku.
Or one big pastor that have died long ago.
Abi ko olusu agutan kan to ti ku ti.
Olorun Mose Orimolade. Olorun Baba Lola. If he's not your God, don't waste your saliva.
Ibati so Olorun e ma fi to e sofo.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Don't misunderstand me.
Ma si mi tumo.
One can pray. And say, Father, you are the one who called fire for Elijah. The same way you did it for him. Do it for me. If there is something he did for Babalola or Imolade or whoever you think he did something for, and you mention the miracle, I'm not saying that is a sin. But you have to go to your God through Jesus. That's the issue. Amen. I've heard about pastors who give their pictures to their members to use when they pray. That's idol worship. You must not be part of it. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
The Bible says, in the name of Jesus, every knee should bow. Philippians chapter 2, verse 11. Don't ask amiss. And therefore, make sure your prayer is according to the will of God. 1 John 5:14. And this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us.
Eyi si ni igboya ti awa ni niwaju re pe bi awa ba bere ohunkohun gege bi ife re o n gbo ti wa.
Don't ask anything contrary to the will of God.
Ma bere ohunkohun to lodi si fi Olorun.
Anything God does not promise to do is not going to do it.
O ti Olorun ba ti seleri lati se ko ni se. Amen.
This is where the problem of these people causing enemies.
Nibi ti isoro awon eyan to n fi awon eyan se pe wa niyi o.
The selfishness
iwa imotara eni
and wickedness in the heart of man.
Ati iwa buburu to wa ninu okan eniyan.
Make them to think that when they hate people, God will join them in hating such people. For God so loved, come on, including your mother-in-law, including your wicked landlord, including your that uncompromising wife, including that your husband that is not caring, and that child that is wayward. God loves every man. He wishes every man well. He wants to bless every man. If only man will come to him. He will then make it your business to be wishing people healed and to be condemning people, cursing people in your prayer. You are praying contrary to the will of God. The Bible says categorically, bless and cosmos. In the book of 1 Peter, chapter 3, verses 9 and 10, he said, if that will love life and see good days, let him remove his mouth from speaking guile. The Bible says you should seek good and pursue it. Don't seek evil for anybody. It will make your prayer useless. Another thing you need to bear in mind, if you are going to ask according to the will of God, we are talking about the will of God, not the general will of God only, but the particular will of God for you. Look at me. Something may be the will of God for you, and may not be the will of God for me. We are not the same. Something may be the will of God for him now, that is not the will of God for me now. Take for example, it may be the will of God for me now to buy a new car. It may not be the will of God for him now to buy a new car. It may be the will of God instead for him to buy land and build house.
Hallelujah.
But I don't only have house. I even have garage.
mo ni garage
where I can put car
nibi ti mo le gbe awon oko si.
If God buys me car,
Olorun
what happens
fun mi,
I put it in the garage, lock the garage,
garage ma ti ilekun.
He does not have a house, he's still living with his parents. So if I say father buy me car and it is the will of God for me, God may feel that he is supposed to buy land and build his house. Do you understand what I'm talking about? A child that have graduated from university got a good bank job or where and is collecting good salary. She is 25 years of age and she's saying, Baba, where is my husband? His junior sister. His junior sister is
14.
He's trying to WAEC. And he says, father, anything that makes you to give my sister husband,
oh yeah,
my own husband too.
Husband
may be the will of God for her sister. Passing WAEC is the will of God for her for now. Do you understand? What is the will of God for your neighbor may not necessarily be the will of God for you for now. So if you want God to answer your prayer, make sure your prayer is in agreement with the general will of God and also with the particular will of God for your own life. Then make sure your prayer is like, is childlike prayer.
He
said, which one is childlike prayer? Simple prayer.
To run.
Direct prayer.
To
in Luke chapter 11, verse 11. If a son shall ask bread of any of you that is a father, will he give him a stone? Or if he ask a fish, will he for a fish give him a serpent? Or if he shall ask an egg, will he offer him a scorpion? If you then being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children. How much more shall your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask him?
Tani se baba ninu yin ti omo re yo bere akara lodo re ti o je fun ni okuta tabi bi o bere eja ti o je fun ejo dipo eja tabi bi o si bere eyin ti o je fun ni akeke je bi eyin ti se eniyan buburu ba mo bi a ti fi ebun didara fun awon omo yin. Melo melo ni baba yin tin be li orun yo fi emi mimo re fun awon ti o bere lodo re.
To pray like a child.
Gbadura bi omo.
Differentiate between Satan
yeah
and God in your prayer.
Ati Olorun soto
ni. I've told you before.
Mo ti so fun o tele.
Don't say my father and my God, Satan, get out.
Baba mi ati Olorun mi Satani jade.
Is Satan your father and your God?
Satani je baba ati Olorun e.
When you are addressing God, know you are addressing God. When you are addressing the devil, know you are addressing the devil.
Ba nba esu soro mo pe esu lo nba.
Differentiate between the two.
Ya mejeji yen soto.
Let it show that you know who you are talking to.
Ya ko fi han wi po omo eni to nba soro.
Amen.
Amen.
Also.
Bakan na.
When you are praying, make sure your prayer does not contradict the word of God in any way. You say why? God will never, never, never do anything contrary to his word. Don't allow any pressure, any provocation, any desire, or any challenge, any situation, or any problem to push you into saying anything in your prayer that is not in perfect conformity with the will of God, perfect agreement with the word of God. If you need to search the Bible before going to say the prayer, search the Bible. Look at me. God is not an idol. Prayer is not incantation. You may be talking to God in prayer
and remember that the Bible says,
and you don't remember the way it is said. You can stop your prayer, carry Bible, search for it, use concordance, use computer, search for the verse, read it. Know what's there, then go back to God. Father, as I was saying the other time, your word says it will still be okay. He said, when the Holy Ghost go away, it won't go away. It will not go away. It will still be there. You see, people think that when you are praying to God, God is a person. He's a man. I mean, it's like a man. It's not a man, but it's a person like you. That's what I mean. It's not like a man. Please forgive me. is a person like you.
Ẹnìkan bí ìwọ ni.
Who can think?
Tó lè ronú.
Who can reason?
Tó lè.
Who can be affected by the actions and inactions of people?
Tó lè ní ìmọ̀lára iṣẹ́ ènìyàn.
So it's not an idol. It's not a mountain. It's not like a river.
Kìí dà kò dàbí odò.
It's a person.
Ẹnìkan ni.
Somebody can say, excuse me sir, I'm coming.
Ẹni tó lè sọ pé ẹjọ́ mo bọ̀ wá.
And go to do that which you need to do.
Tí wàá lọ sọ pé
yes
sir, I'm
back sir.
Mo ti padà wá sà.
If you want to get what I mean, go and look at the prayer of Jesus.
Tó bá fẹ́ mọ, tí mo sọ lọ
wà. I give you that assignment, do it before next week.
Mo fún ọ níṣẹ́ yẹn láti ṣe.
John chapter 17.
Ìwé Yohana orí kẹtàdínlógún.
The whole chapter.
Gbogbo orí yẹn.
That is the longest recorded prayer of Jesus.
Ó ní àdúrà Jésù tó gùn jù tí a kọ sílẹ̀.
You will see the pattern of prayer.
Wàá rí ipa ọ̀nà àdúrà ẹ̀.
I preach about it many times.
Mo ti wàásù nípa ẹ̀
láìní. You may even get the cassette.
O lè ti ẹ̀rọ ike ìmóhùn sílẹ̀.
Yes, Jesus example in prayer or something. We have many of them.
Àpẹẹrẹ àdúrà Jésù.
You see the way he prayed.
Wàá rí bó ṣe gbàdúrà yẹn.
He will be praying and be explaining.
A máa gbàdúrà, a máa ṣàlàyé.
I'm praying for this one.
Àwọn wọ̀nyí ni mò ń gbàdúrà fún.
I'm not praying for the whole world.
Mo gbàdúrà fún aráyé o.
Doesn't the father know? He was praying.
Bàbá ò mọ̀ ni, ó ń gbàdúrà.
He said, I do not pray you should take them away from the world.
Mi ò ní kó mú wọn kúrò nínú ayé.
I pray that you should keep them in your will.
Mo gbàdúrà pé kó
as if the father could misunderstand him.
Bíi pé bàbá lè ṣí túmọ̀.
The father would not misunderstand.
Bàbá ò ní ṣí túmọ̀.
But he was laying example for us.
Mo ń fi àpẹẹrẹ lélẹ̀ fún wa.
So when you want to receive from God,
nígbà tó bá fẹ́ rí gbà lọ́dọ̀ Ọlọ́run.
Be direct.
Lọ tààrà.
Go straight.
Lọ tààrà.
Pray believingly.
Gbàdúrà pẹ̀lú ìgbàgbọ́.
God is still answering prayer.
Ọlọ́run sì ń dáhùn àdúrà.
And he will answer your prayer.
Yóò sì dáhùn àdúrà rẹ.
Stand up and let us pray.
Ẹ̀dìdè dúró kẹ̀jẹ́ ká
gbàdúrà. Bàbá yóò yà wá lẹ́nu. Bàbá yóò ṣiṣẹ́ ìyanu fún wa. Bàbá yóò dá wa lóhùn. Bàbá yóò gbà. Can't you sing it? Bàbá yóò yà wá lẹ́nu. Bàbá yóò ṣiṣẹ́ ìyanu fún wa. Bàbá yóò dá wa lóhùn.
Bàbá yóò gbọ́ àdúrà wa.
I don't understand the way you are singing the song.
Kò yé mi bẹ́ẹ̀ ṣe ń kọ orin yẹn.
Okay, because you are in a hurry, I've taken a little of your time.
Nítorí pé ẹ̀kanjú mo ti lo àkókò.
Are you annoyed? Okay, don't be annoyed.
Ẹ má bínú.
Then let us go now. You will go. I will let you go. But I won't let you go until I'm true. So face your partner.
Dojúkọ ẹnìkejì ẹ.
Bàbá yóò yà wá lẹ́nu. Bàbá yóò ṣiṣẹ́ ìyanu fún wa. Bàbá yóò dá wa lóhùn. Bàbá yóò gbọ́ àdúrà wa. Come on, sing it again. Bàbá yóò yà wá lẹ́nu. Bàbá yóò ṣiṣẹ́ ìyanu fún wa. Bàbá yóò dá wa lóhùn.
Bàbá yóò gbọ́ àdúrà
wa. Once more.
Bàbá yóò yà wá lẹ́nu. Bàbá yóò ṣiṣẹ́ ìyanu fún wa.
Bàbá yóò dá wa lóhùn.
Bàbá yóò gbọ́ àdúrà wa.
You will now pray, Father.
Wàá wá gbàdúrà pé bàbá.
Cause the true spirit of prayer, true spirit of prayer.
Jẹ́ kí ẹ̀mí àdúrà tòótọ́.
True spirit of prayer.
Ẹ̀mí àdúrà tòótọ́.
To come upon me.
Kó bà lé mi.
So that every time I open my mouth.
Kó bà lè jẹ́ pé ní gbogbo ìgbà tí mo bá la inú mi.
I will pray correctly.
N ó máa gbàdúrà bó ṣe tọ́.
I will say my prayer in the way that will be answered.
N ó máa sọ àdúrà mi lọ́nà tí yóò gbà ní
ìyáwó. I will not be wasting my saliva.
Fi itọ́ mi ṣòfò.
Call the spirit of prayer.
Kí ẹ̀mí àdúrà.
Oh Lord, to come upon me.
Jẹ́ kó bà lé mi Olúwa.
Talk to God like that.
Bá Ọlọ́run sọ̀rọ̀ bẹ́ẹ̀.
Talk to God like that.
Bá Ọlọ́run sọ̀rọ̀.
Spirit of prayer.
Ẹ̀mí àdúrà.
Come upon me.
Bàlé mi.
The grace to pray.
Orí ọ̀fẹ́ láti
gbàdúrà. Come upon me.
Bàlé mi.
The power of prayer.
Agbára àdúrà.
Come upon me.
Bàlé mi.
That I will not be praying amiss.
Kí n má máa ṣìbéèrè.
I will be praying according to the will of God.
Mo máa gbàdúrà gẹ́gẹ́ bí ìfẹ́ Ọlọ́run.
In agreement with the word of God.
Ní ìbámu pẹ̀lú ọ̀rọ̀ Ọlọ́run.
So that the will and the purpose of God.
Kí ìfẹ́ àti ète Ọlọ́run
kó wà
lè wá sí ìmúṣẹ inú ayé mi.
O Lord, give me the spirit of prayer.
Olúwa fún mi ní ẹ̀mí àdúrà.
Give me the grace to pray.
Fún mi lórí ọ̀fẹ́ láti gbàdúrà. Àdúrà.
To pray and receive from God.
Pẹ̀lú ìgbàgbọ́ láti
rí gbà lọ́dọ̀ Ọlọ́run.
Ràn mí lọ́wọ́ Olúwa. Pé yóò dáhùn.
Jesus' name we pray. Father, we are grateful to you for the fellowship of today. Thank you in Jesus' name. As we go out today, cause your favor, your mercy, your goodness, your support, your abundance, your provision to be our Lord in the name of Jesus. May we know no defeat today. May we know no failure today. May we know no disappointment today. Father,
Baba,
cause faithful to be our portion today. And everything we will lay our hands upon to do today, make us to prosper. And all the works that are ahead of us, O Lord, provide sufficiently so that the works will be done. And as we do your work, do our work. As we enlarge your kingdom, enlarge our coast. Thank you, Father. All our offerings of today receive. Bless and use for the progress of your work. In Jesus' name we are praying. And everybody say,
Amen.